You'd think a country in the middle of an economic crisis would be the last place a desperate migrant would head for. But until further notice, Greece is still a member of the European Union. So tens of thousands of migrants from North Africa and the Middle East continue to land on its shores. And one place where this is playing out is the Greek island of Lesbos.
I'm crouching on some rocks just on the edge of the Aegean Sea. I can see the Turkish mainland from here, and I am surrounded by a patchwork of discarded life jackets, yellow, green, blue, black, and right in front of me here, there's a yellow one designed for babies.
That's my BBC colleague, Anna Holligan, speaking from a beach on Lesbos where the migrants have been arriving.
This morning, we saw 45 people come ashore right here at this spot where I am now. They scrambled over the rocks, the women and the children and the babies first, and then the men. And then we saw one of the refugees slashing the dinghy, the inflatable dinghy. And that's something that they're told to do by the smugglers. And just looking around here on the rocks, I can count 20, at least 20 of these black deflated dinghies now clinging to the rocks like deflated balloons, and all of them have had their engines removed because these engines are worth money. They cost around £3,000, so about $1,500, and we are told, reused by the smugglers so they can keep on bringing more and more and more refugees over from Turkey to Europe.
So these refugees arrive by boat. They're told to slash the boat so the Greeks won't force them to leave by boat. Is that the idea?
That's correct. And where we are now is right in the north of the island. Lesbos is the third largest island in Greece. It's beautiful, spectacular, so popular with tourists. And where they land here, they have to then walk 60 kilometres to the detention centre where their claims are processed. And it's illegal to give them a lift. So tourists have been stopped and arrested for picking up children and babies, trying to help them on this journey. And what's so astonishing about where we are now is that you can actually see these ships, the inflatable dinghy, setting off from Turkey and speeding across the Aegean Sea to where we are now in Greece. It takes around 40 minutes and there is absolutely no one here, no authorities, nothing, only local volunteers to hand out some emergency rations, some water bottles, as the Syrians, the Afghans and the Pakistanis complete their journey. And so many of the children who we've seen here are soaking. These dinghies are not fit for the kinds of journeys they're undertaking. They have a capacity, it says here on the label, for 15 people. There were at least 45 on the one that we saw landing today.
You mentioned a couple different countries there, Syria, Afghanistan. Can you tell me who these refugees are and what they are fleeing?
So many of them I've spoken to here in the last couple of days have come from Aleppo. And Aleppo is in Syria and right now being torn apart by many different forces. President Assad's forces are in there. The Islamic State are operating there. And people say that they had exhausted all of their chances. They felt that they were living for the moment and they didn't know how much longer their lives would be.
Anna, Greece, of course, is in the news for a complete economic crisis. How is this refugee situation impacting that?
You might think that Syrians have a lot more to worry about than the economic crisis in Greece, but actually many of these people have sold their homes, have sold their cars, and they do have money in the banks. But the banks are closed because of the financial crisis, so they can't access their cash. And they're sitting in these refugee camps, absolutely frustrated, waiting for their claims to be processed so they can move on. None of them want to be here in Greece. They all want to travel into Northern Europe, to Germany, to Norway and to the UK.
BBC's Anna Holligan speaking with me from the Greek island of Lesbos. And you're listening to The World.